Well, today we have three remarkable phrases in this final part of the Gospel of John. This is the final discourse, but it's really not a discourse. It's called the Priestly Prayer of Christ. And the reason it's the Priestly Prayer of Christ is because Christ is, as his final act as intercessor, right, before he's going to go up to his passion and death and resurrection, he's praying for the apostles, and he's going to give the apostles the power that the Father has given to him. And so the first thing that Jesus says is, look, I've given them the name that you gave to me. And they have believed it, right? They followed your word. And what is the name that Jesus has given? The name is Abba, which of course, as you know, means daddy, or, you know, trustworthy, affectionate father. It's the name that a child would address his own father, a little kid would address his or her own father with. It's not like father, it's like papa, dad, you know, something of that nature. Very, very intimate, very, very, you know, trusting, very affectionate name. Now, of course, we know the tension that it creates with the biblical name precedes Jesus, namely the Mosaic name, Yahweh, which means I am who am, yes, but it really is the causative tense, meaning I am the cause of what is. And of course, so it's the personal name of the creator of the universe. I am he who makes all things come into being, right? So it's that idea of a, you know, creator and powerful and intelligent. And now Jesus comes with the name Abba, which means, you know, affectionate, endearing, intimate, loving, right? And of course, so you've got these two things which in the ways of the world stand in contrast with one another. Power and intimate, affectionate love. So what do you do with these poles? What Jesus is saying is they come together. Yahweh is Abba and Abba is Yahweh. Power is love and love is power. Gentle, intimate, affectionate love is the greatest of all powers, the most creative of all forces. Love is power, and power is love. And these disciples of mine, right, that's the apostles, they have believed it. They have believed what I said about your name. Remember, the name describes the essence of God. That's the first thing. Then the second thing, I mean, get this. you have loved them as you have loved me. Can you wrap your minds around that one? That the Father loves us as he loves his only begotten Son, Jesus? I mean, I want to fall off my chair. I mean, I can't wrap my arms around that one. It kind of rolls off the tongue, but I must tell you, it is the most amazing thought in the world that God could love us creatures as much as his own eternally, you know, begotten Son, you know, and the fact is he not only creates us in his own image and likeness, he loves us with the same love that he has for his Son Jesus, his only begotten one. And you know, that alone, you know, if the whole priestly prayer of Christ stopped there, I mean, you know, it would be absolutely earth-shaking, really, you know. And of course, now we see power is love. Love is power. Abba is Yahweh. Yahweh is Abba. We now see, you know, that we're loved as Jesus himself, the only begotten Son, is loved. And of course, now, you know, what Jesus is asking for us is that we have the power that he had. So in the third place, then, Jesus is asking that we're going to have the power and the love, right? Because love is power and power is love. we're going to have that power hyphen love, the same one that he has, right, to go out into the world and to evangelize. For Jesus is now going to be our mediator. Jesus is now going to be the body and the unity of the church and the kingdom of God itself. And now we will take over, as it were, where Jesus has left off through the power of the Holy Spirit within us by belonging to the body of Christ, the church, right, that Jesus is providing for us as mediator, and by appealing to his name, which of course his name, it catalyzes the Spirit and enables his power and love to flow through us to the people around us. And of course, you look at this, you know, threefold dimension of this priestly prayer of Christ, you know, I got to tell you, it bowls me over. Now, of course, John writes it in this very almost arcane Greek style, you know, and it's almost like, you know, if you know Greek, it's like chiastic poetry, really. They're all lined up in a set of chiasms. It's very beautifully done. But boy, when you just start picking apart the pieces of this thing, I mean, you as being loved, you as disciples with the very power of Jesus dwelling in you through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus by just being members of the church, you just by your belief that Yahweh is Abba and Abba is Yahweh and power is infinite intimate love and intimate love is infinite power, just by your belief, you're going to be able to go out and be, you know, as it were, a Jesus in the world, to take, you know, the missionary place of Jesus in the world, which is what Jesus has prayed for us and what we believe that the Father is giving us through the Holy Spirit dwelling within our hearts. It's absolutely mind-blowing, and all I can say is, takes a little time to think about that and appropriate it, because the only response is, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.